Meanwhile, a piece of public art commissioned by the Czech Republic to mark the country's EU presidency has set tongues wagging in Brussels. Entropa sees each of the EU's 27 member states represented in all of their clichés and stereotypes as part of a larger piece assembled by Czech artist David Černý. Some in Brussels are praising the sculpture as thought-provoking, while others are dismissing it as downright crass. Rosie Johnston has more.
France is draped in a banner reading strike. Sweden comes flat-packed in an IKEA box, and Germany is crisscrossed by autobahns. Entropa, the artwork the Czech Republic commissioned to hang in the Council of the EU, plays upon the stereotypes and sore points of each of the Union's member states. The renowned Czech sculptor David Černý welded each of the 27 pieces into what looks like a giant Airfix model. His map of the Czech Republic features some of President Václav Klaus's most Eurosceptic comments. The other 26 parts were credited to artists from the relevant EU states, though it emerged on Tuesday that the Czech sculptor may have created all of them himself, using false names. Before unveiling the work on Monday, Czech officials said they hoped it would provoke discussion, and that it certainly has. Pavel Novák is one of Czech Radio's Brussels correspondents. He says the installation has been stopping crowds of EU employees in their tracks.
Some of them were satisfied and they said, okay, it's fun. Some of them, as I saw, were not too happy. For example, one lady from Bulgaria, when she saw that Bulgaria is there, showed as a so-called Turkish toilet. She was a little bit upset.
The Czech Republic, I suppose, over recent years has maybe built up a bit of a reputation as being a bit difficult in Brussels when it comes to the EU, maybe because of President Klaus's very vocal Euroscepticism, or maybe because of advertising campaigns like Evropia to osladíme. Does this not further kind of damage the Czech Republic's reputation?
Yeah, I think that this installation also amends a little bit to our reputation that we are a little bit enfant terrible, not so easy member of the European Union, and it shows that really we want to encourage Europe also to not to be so serious and to solve the problems with a little bit more humor.
Depending on which way you look at it, Entropa will be jollying up or defacing the EU's Justus Lipsius building until the end of the Czech's presidency in June. Then it'll be put on display in Prague.
Rosie Johnston with that report on that controversial piece of art in Brussels.